Test 13.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза, с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I suppose one subject that stands out for me is history. It used to be the case that I found it so confusing. All those dates used to just get mixed up in my mind. Last year, though, something seemed to fall into place, and suddenly a lot of things became a lot clearer. It seems quite simple now, and it's difficult to understand why I had such problems in the first place.
Speaker 2.
Biology is very interesting, although I'm not the best in the class. I don't understand people who prefer physics or chemistry, because those subjects don't seem connected to real life. I love gardening, and you can actually apply what you learn in the classroom to the garden. It makes a big difference when you know why you have to do certain things with your plants.
Speaker 3.
We have geography twice a week, on Wednesdays and Fridays, and it's not really a subject I look forward to. I'm fine on the unimportant details that you can just remember, the capital cities of countries, things like that. It's all the important things like understanding why people live here and not there that I can't do. And that seems to be most of it. All that seems too complicated, and my brain just gives up.
Speaker 4.
I've always liked computer studies. It takes a lot of hard work to understand most of it, but it's worth it because it's so useful. The skills you learn there are just as important as in physics, chemistry, or maths. Computers are used in almost all our other subjects these days. So the first step is a good idea of how to use them and how they work. It's been helpful to me anyway.
Speaker 5.
The lessons that seem to me to take forever are PE lessons. Unless you want to be a professional athlete, what's the point of doing all that running around? I want to be a doctor, so I can't see what possible use it's going to be. I don't want to fail it, so I do some work, but it's not my first priority. I prefer to spend my time on subjects that really matter to me, like biology.
Speaker 6.
One of my favourite subjects is maths. Not everyone likes it, but I find it really interesting. I think it would be great to go to university and to do a degree in maths. That way, you would really know a lot about the subject. Maths is everywhere you look, and I would like to learn more about it. Perhaps then I'd become a teacher and try to help other people understand how important it is.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I suppose one subject that stands out for me is history. It used to be the case that I found it so confusing. All those dates used to just get mixed up in my mind. Last year, though, something seemed to fall into place, and suddenly a lot of things became a lot clearer. It seems quite simple now, and it's difficult to understand why I had such problems in the first place.
Speaker 2.
Biology is very interesting, although I'm not the best in the class. I don't understand people who prefer physics or chemistry, because those subjects don't seem connected to real life. I love gardening, and you can actually apply what you learn in the classroom to the garden. It makes a big difference when you know why you have to do certain things with your plants.
Speaker 3.
We have geography twice a week, on Wednesdays and Fridays, and it's not really a subject I look forward to. I'm fine on the unimportant details that you can just remember, the capital cities of countries, things like that. It's all the important things like understanding why people live here and not there that I can't do. And that seems to be most of it. All that seems too complicated, and my brain just gives up.
Speaker 4.
I've always liked computer studies. It takes a lot of hard work to understand most of it, but it's worth it because it's so useful. The skills you learn there are just as important as in physics, chemistry, or maths. Computers are used in almost all our other subjects these days. So the first step is a good idea of how to use them and how they work. It's been helpful to me anyway.
Speaker 5.
The lessons that seem to me to take forever are PE lessons. Unless you want to be a professional athlete, what's the point of doing all that running around? I want to be a doctor, so I can't see what possible use it's going to be. I don't want to fail it, so I do some work, but it's not my first priority. I prefer to spend my time on subjects that really matter to me, like biology.
Speaker 6.
One of my favourite subjects is maths. Not everyone likes it, but I find it really interesting. I think it would be great to go to university and to do a degree in maths. That way, you would really know a lot about the subject. Maths is everywhere you look, and I would like to learn more about it. Perhaps then I'd become a teacher and try to help other people understand how important it is.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.